I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Chat is hopping. Chat is hopping already. Y'all need to settle down. Like, you guys have talked about all the sports before we've even started. Just chill out. Don't really chill out because you're giving us, like, topics to talk about. All right, I'm going to do, like, a little formal introduction here. Podcast, guys. It's Alex King and Ski. If you want to interact with us at all, like, if you listen to this podcast and would like to interact with us on a daily basis, I don't know why you would, but some people like it. Discord is the place to do that. Sports Brewery and Discord. I don't say it all the time because it feels like I'm repeating myself and it doesn't actually do any good, but like Discord, join our Discord. That's the one place. We're on social medias and stuff like that, but Discord is where we actually do stuff. So do that. We also have a movie podcast we do every Sunday. And so we don't do that one live on Twitch, but we do release it in audio format. And this week's movie is Ballerina. We're going to close out the John Wick franchise. So watch Ballerina on HBO and listen to us talk about it.
Well, technically, there's the Continental like mini series as well.
Right.
The TV show as well.
Did you watch that?
No.
I didn't either. I heard it was mid. It has Lance Reddick in it, though, and RIP, big ups Lance Reddick. Like, so that makes me kind of want to watch it. So, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe one day. What, isn't it on, like, it's on, like, Showtime or something, right?
It might be on, like, The Cock.
Stars or some shit. Is it really? Okay.
It's on The Cock, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Lieutenant Daniels from The Wire. Good call, Booble.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah, R.I.P. Lance Reddick. He looked way younger than he actually was. But yeah. I think the... oh, fuck. What's the PS5 video game? Shit. Ailed, she shoots the arrows and shit, like fighting robot things. He was in it. So, not Destiny. He was in it, though. It was like the last thing he was in or whatever. Not Duke Nukem. No.
Horizon Dawn.
Zero Dawn or whatever. Yeah. He was a character in that. Anyway. So we've done a formal introduction now. Okay. So first sports topic I saw in the chat. Let's just hop into that. Christian Pulis bitch, says Booble. So the U.S. soccer team went out in like, whatever the opposite of a blaze of glory is, like it was a bummer because I think we all talked about the ceiling that they had last week. It's like they're not going to beat Belgium, but hey, if they do beat Belgium, they're going to get their shit pushed in by Spain. So you know, this is the ceiling. This is it. They
that was their final. We said that was their finals. Essentially,
they won their group, and yes, they lost their finals matchup against Belgium in like amazing fashion. Like it really was. It was. I mentioned it in our Discord. Like it felt like one of those Oregon things, right? Where like you get this like sense of confidence from them. They have been kicking ass, taking names, all this stuff. And then they go into like this big game where they have an opportunity to do a thing and just lay a egg of epic proportion, like Ohio State, Indiana. Like we just, you know, we see it over and over again. And so it really felt to me, maybe it's just me, but it felt like that watching that. It was like, oh, this is over really early. Like I'm going to keep watching because, you know, like it's a little funny, but oh boy, this at least I'm not gonna, at least I'm not stressed out, I guess. So I got that going for me.
Well, you shouldn't have been. It was all smoke and mirrors.
Sure.
Like I said, I mean, leading up to the World Cup, like within, you know, when they start playing their friendlies and stuff, like a year before, like they're losing to fucking everyone.
They were.
Like they weren't good. Yeah. And then they got a fucking just
they
like
went on a heater.
Not even that. They just got the perfect group to be in. And they got the easiest team in the first game of the knockout round. And they're just not good. And what Americans do best is when it's a national team of some kind against the world, they're going to pump up like they are the best team there is. And you see that in, if you anyone checked before the game started, in the betting lines. The U.S. was the betting favorite to advance.
To beat Belgium?
I got Belgium at plus 125.
Ooh.
And it was just like,
ski out here making cash.
Well, yeah, once old fucking Prezi T got involved, I was like, oh, yeah, this is just lock up the Belgians.
So that's another part of this, right? Is, you know, Belgium, rightfully so, doing the Trump dance in their locker room after winning. Like, I would do it too. Like, they didn't really need motivation, and I don't necessarily believe they used it as motivation, but, like, you know, like, the president of the United States is stepping in and making FIFA do some really dumb shit, like overturning a red card. Like,
I mean, it's FIFA. I mean,
I know.
If anyone that could rival corruption, it's the IOC and FIFA. And Trump, they're the three.
And the president of these United States of America. Yes. Yeah. They're like the triumvirate.
So I didn't watch the previous U.S. game when the red card came out. Sure. Both you guys, you watched it live also, right, King? You can't. I'll just talk to you then.
Okay.
You told me.
We cannot hear you. That's right.
Yeah. See you tomorrow. See you next week.
I heard see you next week, kind of.
I have no clue.
Can you unplug the mic?
Really? I wanted to.
Yeah, well.
All right.
You gotta blow in the cartridge, yeah. Plug it back in.
Yeah, blow something.
Just plugged it in like I always do.
It's weird because, yeah, like, we can...
You got Discorded.
You ever heard of Rob Brydon? Ski, like the British comedian guy,
British.
Who does like he does his bit where he's like, he talks, but it sounds like his voice is in a box or whatever. Like I forget what he actually calls it, but it sounds like,
I think it's just man in a box.
Man in a box, is that it?
He's not the Brits aren't the most clever.
That's what King sounds like word. When he talks, except it's like super duper delayed. It's really weird.
No idea.
Oh, we heard that, but again, it's delayed, which doesn't make sense at all. Nutian says, make sure your audio input is set to the correct device. Almost sounds like it's being picked up by something else. So, okay, whatever. Ski, what were you going to ask?
So I said I didn't watch that USA game.
Oh, sure.
The one before.
The red card.
I mean, I saw clips of it, but watching it live, like... Mm-hmm. It was definitely a foul.
1,000%.
That's a red. That's just how soccer is.
It's not. So, like, red cards are usually reserved for if there's, like, some sort of recklessness. Like, if your studs are up, which his studs were up, and they went into the dude's calf, which, like, the ref is well within his rights to give a red card in that instance. But they usually don't, especially in, like, a World Cup scenario or Champions League or something along those lines where, like, there are actual higher stakes than just a regular league game. Usually they err on the side of not. But in this case, like, they went to the video and reviewed it and still gave him a red card, which is kind of like, again, like, you like to reserve those for when a dude slides in uncontrolled and hits a dude in the knee with his studs. Like, that's a red card. Like, there's a chance of the dude actually getting injured, which there wasn't really. He was clearly going for the ball. He missed because the dude moved his leg and he fucking spiked him. And that's a yellow card. It's reckless. It's not, but it's not like wantonly reckless. You know what I mean? All right. So what? Why were you asking?
Oh, I was just like, hey, like I said, live, I'm sure you guys were all fired up, pissed off. Like, oh, that's not a red card.
I mean, I
but
wasn't.
He gets a red card.
I was like, you know what? If he gives it to him, I don't think he should. Well, but he's like, he fucking spiked him in the cleats, man, or the spiked him in the calf, man. Like, you can't do that shit. You just can't. Like, yeah.
What was that over in? Was that like 5 minutes? You could tell, like, oh,
yeah,
they're like they're faster.
No, again, it was Dante Moore throwing like a pick six against Indiana. It was like, oh shit.
it's
one of those.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Well, I would say, because I was told not to speak on that first try.
Yes.
Because my audio was not working. You were like, oh, it's just like an Oregon game, like the Indiana game. Listen, guys, who is the one in the Discord being like, Oregon's going to get crushed today?
Yeah, yeah.
No, oh, I got a feeling it's a 2-score win by the Ducks. Nah, they don't have running backs.
Yeah. They had zero running backs.
And if you know, I don't like Harkey and World. So
Oregon does like to run the ball to set up the pass.
It didn't feel like that to me because I was like, well, you know.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of did feel similar because I didn't really think they'd beat Belgium and I didn't think Oregon would beat Indiana. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but I think the U.S. as a whole was way more like jaded in thinking that the U.S. was going to crush.
This is something I did want to talk about too, because I think everybody had extremely bloated expectations all of a sudden, and I frankly think everybody has been overreacting quite a bit. Like, because if when I hop in the car, turn on sports radio, which fuck me, sports radio, like national sports radio after 5 o'clock is the absolute fucking worst thing in existence.
Oh, well, what are you getting on now? Because I do not listen. Is there still
the Odd Couple? Still get, on like Fox
you're not
Sports?
Is Pharrell on the bench?
I wish. No, he's like he's like. What does he do now? He's like internet based now. He just,
I think
like
he
just does betting lines. Like, yeah,
I think he does it with like Gabe Renzi on whatever
he has your
thing they do.
He has your ideal job. He is on a show just talking about betting lines every day.
Just like, watching live sports,
watching like live sports and narrating them while he's doing a show. Yeah, exactly. <That's>... No, but
dude,
like
it's just as a.
Yeah.
Quick aside that no one else cares about unless you've listened to Pharrell on the bench.
Oh, I do miss
7 years ago.
I do miss him.
Do you guys remember his producer Shep?
Yeah.
Where he would be like, hey, what are you doing, Shep? And he'd be like, yeah.
And he sounded like the biggest dork ever. Yeah.
Oh, well, Pharrell. He's like an enormous NBA voice on Sirius XM radio now.
Mr. Pharrell. Yeah.
No, really? Like, Shep.
No, guy. That's what I said. He used to call him Mr.
Oh, yeah,
Pharrell,
call him Mr. Pharrell. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like a daily show about for the
he
NBA?
Has, I don't know if it's daily. I think it's like 3 times a week.
Good for him.
But he has a show, and I listened to it like 2 weeks ago because I knew about it. I just want to hear it. I was like, hey, you want to know what?
Like,
hey, you want to know what? I think the Knicks winning the title for New York was a big deal. It was kind of important. The city. Enjoyed it. I need it. Yeah, it was fun. I'm like, what?
What happened?
And again, like
NPR, like NPR for sports.
100%. But good on him.
He's
climbed the ranks.
Absolutely.
I don't understand how.
That's my point, too, is that the people who are on these shows, like, I guess it's hard to find people who want to do that. I know radio doesn't really pay, but you think like national show, like
Sirius has to pay decent.
You would think.
You would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. Maybe it's just hard to find. Anyway, the whole point I brought this up is I would throw these on when I get in my car, and they're talking about how it's like a travesty and how they set soccer back, and like you finally had it on a national level and the national stage, and then you shit the bed the way you did. It's like soccer in our country's never going to recover from this. Again, that is on you because you set that expectation for yourself, not knowing what this team actually is and what this team is actually capable of.
Well,
they're
how about
not
the
there.
The
they're probably
the history of it,
never
though.
Gonna be there, guys.
Yeah. They said they set them back of what? Not making knockout stages
from
like
what they
ever?
Already were.
Like,
that's
yeah,
the point.
What I don't get it. This we said it all last week. This was their peak. They even if they somehow won that game, they could not hang with the better European and South American teams. They're not good.
No, Belgium had their backups in. Like they had two of their best players, Doku and Lukaku, on the fucking bench until the end, and they both came in and just like thoroughly dominated when they came in already having a lead. It was almost funny. So I don't know. Again,
well, a thing about the team this year was
they were fun.
In years prior, you know. Let's just go back like 20 years. Was it 02 the last time they advanced further than this, correct? But the thing is even when they don't, they've had like goaltenders, netminders, as some people say.
Tendies.
Tendies.
Using hockey
tendies. Tendy with some BBQ. But they've had goaltenders who were internationally good.
Howard was there forever. Played so it was somebody. Like.
But this year, this go around, they just had a dude from the MLS.
MLS guys.
Yeah, that's not.
And listen. If you like the MLS, that's awesome. I'm not trying to yuck your yum. I've been to a massive 2 Portland Timbers games. 2. That's probably more than you ski by about a million combined.
Rick Tidd.
So I'm kind of an expert.
You were Rick Tidd before it was cool to be Rick Tidd. I remember.
I mean,
it was like 15,
number. I mean, number one
ago,
Jack.
Like,
number one Jack Jewsbury fan, right
Jewsbury.
Here. Number one.
Exactly. It always comes back to the Jewsbury.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's like Casey Keller, like Tim Howard, like they had like actual goaltenders.
Yeah.
And whatever you think about their other positions and their style of play, if they had a typical goaltender, they still lose to Belgium. It's just like 2-1.
Yeah, it's
a fake game. They were clearly not as good. And I my question on that is they changed their style. Yeah. They were drop back, park the bus, just hope to get a streaker or whatever the fuck you guys
they
in
were
your,
fun.
Europe call it.
They were fun.
But this year they were they're fun now. And do you sacrifice like kind of more of the fun if for more of that fundamental like drop back soccer? I wouldn't. Because again, I don't think the US is ever really gonna be.
Yeah.
No,
I think the round of 8 is kind of the peak.
Yes. Yeah, it is. Absolutely is. And like I think worth noting too, they absolutely played their worst game of the entire tournament too. So it's a combination of them playing a way better team and playing their worst game by a whole bunch. Like the goal Freeze gave up is embarrassing. Like it is.
That was.
It's horrendous, and they hadn't made plays like that the entire tournament up to that, and then they just started making all of them at the same time, and their defense looked completely lost. Like the ball that flies in the air lands in between three guys. Dude for Belgium is just like, well, if you're not going to get it, I'll get it. Passes it to a dude and they score right away. It's like, that's just embarrassing. They didn't do that all tournament and they finally did against Belgium. And they finally
played a decent team also, let's be real.
Yeah.
So that's...
Well, it's weird because they destroyed Paraguay. And
which is mid, which is a mid FIFA ranked
team,
I believe.
They won their group, you know, it is what it is, I guess. But again, ceiling. They hit it.
Expanded field, so, you know,
maybe
the group was, you know.
I think the rational response that I have heard is, okay, we're not great. But we wanted Mexico and England. We wanted to battle. We wanted like a close. They're not as good as Belgium, but we wanted to see fight and battle and heart, and we didn't see any of it. So I think that's the thing that, realistically, I think that's disappointing, is we just didn't see it. Because Mexico and England was a fucking banger. That's best match so far.
Scenes.
Absolute fucking scenes. That was amazing. And that's all you wanted. You just wanted something close to that.
Did we ever get a count on the number of murders after the game at Azteca Stadium?
All I know is England hopped on a plane right away and got the fuck out. Okay. As they should.
I saw some videos. It was actually it not. Was. Because this is a much higher, I hate to say it this way, a higher class attendance than even just when the U.S. goes down there and plays.
The sheer price of tickets, yeah.
November, yeah, it was the price. Yeah. It was a very affluent crowd. So that took out some of the
hooliganism.
I don't know. Whatever you want to call it, the Raider fan aspect of it. Because, yeah, like, you watch the clips after, and it was just Mexican fans being like, yeah, I'm, you know, that was a fun journey, you know.
It was, yeah.
Because and I think if they had lost 4-1 like America,
yeah, they would be pissed.
May have been a little uglier.
Yeah.
But they gave that, I mean, they battled. It was a fun game. It was a banger. It was whatever.
Yeah.
So it's a little, sometimes it's easier to swallow those losses than when you just absolutely outclassed from first touch.
That's the difference. That's the difference. If we want to be taken seriously as a soccer country, we need hooligans. We need riots. If you lose 3-1, the fan base needs to burn down the fucking locker room. Like,
we'll see. And this is how I know that the right-wing faction of the U.S., you know, I guess led by your favorite president, capital letters, Donald J. Trump, it wasn't really into the soccer. They were just riding the popularity wave. Yeah. Because in other countries, they do this. And in our country, I don't know, was it about 4.5 years ago we saw when you don't like something, you just try and overthrow the government. You know, in other countries, 4-1 means they're overthrowing the government. And we've tried to overthrow the government here for less.
We sure have.
We sure have.
Yeah. Storm DJT.
So yeah, like why the Capitol wasn't getting burned down on Monday night shows we're not really a soccer country.
By the win, Don. Like, you got all this fucking money. By the win. Pay off Belgium.
I guess it'll go back. And it'll go back to no one caring about soccer for 4 years.
Well, yeah. Of course. Like, because, again, like, no one. Again, if you like the MLS, that's great. If you like the NHL, that's great. If you like MLB, that's great. We really have two. We have like one sport in America that dominates. One is professional, one is semi-pro, and that's NFL and college football. Everything else is just kind of around. It's just kind of around.
Filler just, in between the season.
I like a decent amount of those sports.
Yeah,
but they're just kind of filler. You know, so yeah, no one's gonna give a shit. You know, when the MLS resumes and Real Salt Lake is taking on the Colorado Rapids, no one's tuning in.
No one
on Apple TV is tuning in. Like,
is it still on Apple TV?
Yeah, but it's now. It's not behind a paywall.
Oh,
it's not
right,
behind
smart.
A second paywall second pay- anymore. Yeah. Yeah. So if you have Apple TV, you can watch every MLS match every day. All summer and into the fall and into the winter. I feel like the MLS season, I feel like soccer season never ends.
It goes 9 months.
It absolutely does like not end. No, as soon as this is over, they're like, as soon as this is over, they're doing friendlies and like the summer travel tournaments leading into the season. Like preseason basically starts like as soon as the World Cup's over.
When does CONCACAF kick off?
Don't you worry about that.
When do we get another Copa?
A Copa America.
Give me another Copa, a gold cup or whatever. Give me another
one.
Is that
2 years? Was that in 28? We get another Copa?
I don't know, man. I just tune in when it's on, you know. I'm gonna go with the flow soccer dude, you know? Like you put soccer in front of me and I'm just gonna watch it, you know? That's how I roll. I think a bummer takeaway from this World Cup is because the GOATs, this is it. Like, you know, Salah, this is his last World Cup. You know, Ronaldo said this is his last World Cup. It's probably going to be Messi's. Like, who are we kidding? But, like, all these people are super old. And the star, the one everybody's paying attention to and now following online, is Erling Haaland. And he plays for Man City. and motherfuckers are going to start rooting for Man City now, and that just sucks.
Like, is Mbappe still at PSG?
He's at Real Madrid.
Where did he go?
Yeah,
Madrid.
So you know, I don't have any hard feelings towards Real Madrid. Like, fine, whatever. They're also a front runner, like constant front runner, basically like Yankees, Cowboys shit. Even though they don't technically win.
The Cowboys.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. Like, it's going to be a bummer those first few weeks of the Premier League season, having everybody, having the social consciousness tuning into just Man City and rooting for them. Like, who does that? Who roots for Man City? Like, that's gross.
Who roots for European soccer teams in this great states of America?
Don't tell Tottenham guy over here.
Yeah. You've clearly never woken up at 5 a.m. to watch Harry Kane.
Harry Kane.
And Sonny, you know.
Is he still there? Are they both? No, I didn't think neither. So, right?
Yeah. Sonny?
Neither.
Yeah. Sonny plays for LAFC now.
Does he? Sonny's in the MLS now?
Yes.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, Korea also real bad this year. So I don't know if you noticed that, but they made a fast exit, and their coach got fired.
Well,
yeah, Harry Kane is like Dortmund? No, not Dortmund. What's the other one?
Bayern Munich?
I think so, yeah. Like the big one, the biggest one over there. He plays for them, and he's really good. So, yeah.
Let's think of some nice German soccer of the Bundesliga. Bundesliga teams can you name?
Hey man, I feel like the Bundesliga came back to save us from the pandemic back then. That and the Korean baseball organization.
Oh, KBO.
Yeah, the KBO and the Bundesliga
ping pong.
Were like,
KBO and ping pong saved people during the pandemic.
Well, I don't know about the ping pong, but
it's still like the fifth highest bet sport there is. Fourth or something. It generates like hundreds of thousands of dollars bet a week, maybe even millions.
Give us a ping pong from Balls of Fury, Ski. Give us a ping pong, Christopher Walken ping pong.
Ping pong. You got to play some ping pong. Some ping pong. I don't know.
That fucking movie's wild.
Fucking
I can't believe it's real. I cannot believe that movie's real.
It is real and it's above average.
I know. So. They did it, guys. They did it. Let's see. Okay, I guess so. World Cup is still happening. So it's still been awesome. I think we've been talking about soccer way more than we expected to ever talk about soccer. So it is cool. And it's going to be a bummer not having our country in it anymore. But again, we expected that to happen anyways.
Wouldn't you rather watch better soccer gameplay?
Now you got the big dogs. Exactly that, Ski. Now you got the big dogs.
Yeah, this.
So I'm in.
Yeah, you can watch Kylian Mbappe and Erling Haaland just steamroll actual good players. Or Jesus. You could watch the U.S. team that can't even convert passes to each other. Like, could not, they might have controlled the ball for 10% of that game.
It is.
They are pathetic.
Had you guys seen Haaland at all before this World Cup? Okay. He's fucking ridiculous physically.
Just steamrolls people.
He's like, guys that big, like, you could tell he's country big, right? He's like naturally just a big person. But then he's also like the fastest person on the field, which is like you shouldn't be that. And he's tall.
Why shouldn't
like,
he be the fastest person on the field?
Yeah. Huh, Braga. Huh.
Why is that?
No, I mean, because it's not fair.
Why?
To be all of those things.
Huh.
Also, he's excessively white. Excessively white.
Racism alert. It all racism comes down to that. Alert.
somehow soccer gets away without
Hey, brother, we got a white NFL cornerback now, all right? So it's a different world.
Yeah, but he's called a gym rat and a spark plug. Erling Haaland is not called a fucking spark plug.
He's the best player in the fucking world.
I don't think they call any white players in football like our Jim generic Rats. Like our generic white people
coach's
in
kid.
Sports lingo.
Yeah,
coach's kids. Yeah,
because the difference thing is
first one in the facility, last one out.
Yeah.
Even though he is.
Eh, whatever.
And that is, I think maybe you're going to lead to this, Ski.
He's going to stay a lot longer and come in a lot earlier.
He's been a professional soccer player since he was, like, six as well. So that's the difference, too, is all of the... Like, Messi signed his first professional contract when he was, like, 8 years old. So it's, you know, soccer's different, man.
Yeah, like, but... I was gonna say the difference is if he was born in the suburbs of Minnesota, he's not touching a soccer ball ever with his build.
He is on the ice.
Or he's playing football.
Sure. Now that blonde hair and white complexion, he's
on the ice. Yeah, so that's the difference of he's a Ouijan. It's his other option was hockey. He had two options: hockey, soccer. Hockey, soccer. If he was here in America, he had multiple sports to pick from. That's where the U.S. can't compete.
The funny thing is we'd probably waste him as like a catcher. You look like a real brick wall back there. But I'm really fast. Okay, well then, when you're 32 and your knees are shot, you'll beat out that single like Jake Taylor. Like, go ahead.
He's, you know, Joe Mauer eventually converted him to first base DH in his early 30s.
Yeah, he's a broken body at 28.
He's Buster Posey's career. Yeah.
And so that's sort of the weird thing we do, though, right, is we immediately put him in American sports, right? And, like, where would he fit in American sports? He's 6'5". So, like, he is massive in terms of soccer. He's a tight end
in football.
Fucking huge. But, again, tight end.
He's a tight end.
Tight end?
You put some more mass on him, and, yeah. He's suiting up for an NFL team at that size.
I think
speed
he was right with hockey.
I think he's
a hockey player, and I think he's a fucking
Hall
of Famer. He'll
score some goals, but he is going to lay the wood. Yeah.
I think
you
he's
don't
a Hall
cross
of Fame
that
hockey,
blue
player,
line
hockey player
when he's around.
Yeah. He's going to drop the gloves, but still play 20 minutes on nice. Yeah, he's no.
That's so weird thinking about with hockey is how like few minutes they actually play.
A minute 15 shifts on ice for a
exhausting.
Minute at a time.
Try to work an 8-hour shift at a diner, you NHL players. How about that with your 90-second shifts? Try to work at an Applebee's on a 4th of July. That's a shift. That's a real shift.
Make some fries at Carl's Jr., you guys. That shit's hot. Feel that heat. Feel that pressure.
You ever had the breakfast rush at McDonald's? That's a shift.
You got to get that whole meal out 2.5 minutes or you get it talking to from your shift leader. Watch yourself.
Karcher family does not screw
they
around.
They don't play.
The K in Karcher stands for killers.
He could play safety. No, I don't think he could play safety. He physically, his hips... A lot of Taylor Mays.
I feel like he has bad eye discipline, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just always looks forward.
And you can't lead with the head.
Looking right in the box. And he's just... Shit.
Yeah. He'd want to just lead with that fucking melon. Just...
Yeah, exactly. He's going in and obliterating that pulling guard that's just doing nothing but trying to distract one dumb shit as the tight end leaks to the
Guess what, guys? He's probably the dumb shit.
It kind of seems like it. I don't like saying that, but I've seen enough of his interviews.
There is a YouTube video of his daily routine, and like they've sort of alluded to it a little bit on things, and like you could see parts of it on social media, but like I remember watching that actually like a few months ago just because I was bored, and he is a machine, and you remember that he's actually like in his mid-20s and he's actually like he has a child brain, right? Because he's been playing soccer his whole life and never had to do school and just like
He is a soccer machine.
Do they actually attend school? Like, so, if you go into like academies,
I think they make them do classes in the academy.
Some classes,
but yeah, like you know what that is. We know what that means.
Less than we do, and we send our kids. Can you read? Like IMG.
Yeah. Can you read and can you count to 100? All right, you're good.
Can you find someone to fake this test for you? All right, you're gonna do great here.
Yeah.
But the dude like. The dude actually knows the only knowledge he does have is how to take care of the body of a professional athlete. And he just does that. He eats raw honey. He eats like steaks, makes them himself. He drinks milk. And that's like his diet.
How much is that is his Ouijin blood?
Viking.
Though?
He's a Viking.
Yeah. That's just.
Yeah. Little
shout out to all the milk drinkers out there. That's
they still do it. He gets
raw milk as well.
He goes
to
farms and gets maybe, like their milk directly from them.
With the pus right in it still.
Well,
yeah.
I feel the Ouijans being more of goat milk drinkers.
Why do you say that?
Yeah, what's up with that?
It's a tough environment for cows. Goats are a little more sturdy. Durable.
Maybe the more mountainous regions they do more goats or something. I don't know. I think they got cows. They got cattle.
Yeah. Well, now, yeah. Well,
wasn't that a big plot point in Vikings? We both watched
stealing
Vikings.
Cows.
Didn't they have cattle? Wasn't that a big thing? I don't know. I could be making that up. It's been a while. They're talking basketball in the chat right now. So do we want to talk basketball?
What kind of basketball?
I mean, we talked about the fucking
duck
Blazers
duck
last
basketball?
Week.
Sorry, I couldn't find it for a sec.
Good call. I see talk about LeBron. I just...
Listen, LeBron is going to the Cavs.
Okay.
I don't think we need to talk anymore about that.
Okay.
I wish he would go to the Heat just because the jerseys are cooler, but
Witness.
Whatever.
Yeah. What, you gonna get a jersey, like one last hurrah?
No.
If he goes to the Cavs, would it be like a re-witness? Like they gotta promote. Ooh. Like what do you go with?
Yeah, give us a Bible thing.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm trying.
Yeah.
Anybody got any Bible things?
Nike will get creative with it. Yep. That is for sure. But will you go back to Cleveland and get another arena shirt? If it says re-witness, because you got the original witness one.
I'll have a family member go grab one for me.
Yeah, Ski's going to be gifted that for sure.
Yeah, I'm not doing it myself. I prefer not to go back to Cleveland so soon.
We could take all of our Twitch money and fund Ski going to Cleveland to get a re-witness shirt.
I'm actually on board with that. Yeah.
I think that works.
Yeah, that sounds great.
If there is a re-witness shirt... We're sending Ski like day of or whenever that news leaks in October, he's on the first plane. He is on the first, you know, Allegiant Air flight from Eugene to Salt Lake to Denver to DFW to St. Louis to Detroit.
How many stops is this? Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Ski. We're doing it on a budget, man. on a budget.
I'm sorry, Ski. Must be nice living
in this economy.
Glad
you get to travel like that.
Direct flight is a nice little quick stop off in data. One stop off in Denver,
you got a lot of money for that Eugene to Cleveland flight, Ski. It must be nice. Must be nice. You know what it is? It's all that money you made betting on Belgium. So, yeah.
like the
Bone Thugs famous street, Ski's flight money to Cleveland is East 1999 eternal.
Eternal. Yeah.
It's just eternal money. It's always got something in that pot for that flight to Cleveland.
Oh, well.
Maybe you'll see Steve Lavin again.
I mean, is he... What is old Lav's up to? Is he working for ESPN, CBS, or something like that?
I've seen Lavin for a while.
No.
Yeah.
I'll find him. If he's lurking somewhere in Cleveland, I'll find him.
Last I saw was like Pac-12 Network, and that was forever ago.
By the way, I saw, I think today, that Bone Thugs and Harmony got their Hollywood star.
Ooh.
Today.
Yeah. Like the whole crew, huh?
Yeah, the whole crew. Just
Bone Thugs and Harmony on the star.
Huh. They were right there. Huh. You want to know who wasn't? Uncle Charles. I still miss him. Shouldn't be gone.
Should not be gone.
Like what they did to him was wrong.
Yeah. Got to hold on.
Move on. Got to hold on. Yeah. Till the day comes. Got to stay strong.
Got to stay strong, always.
I don't want to die.
Hey, we pray every day, every day.
Welcome to the crossroads. You won't be lonely.
Top three bone top three Bone Thugs members is our list today.
Wish. Crazy, busy, lazy.
Wish.
Wish in Flesh. The one that was always in jail.
Flesh and bone. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he was always in jail, perpetually in jail. Like, I've never heard that guy rap, but he's part of the crew.
Yeah, as long as you're still connected to the money train. I mean, you're not paying rent. You get free meals.
Hey, man, at least Cappadonna was like rapping on Wu-Tang albums sometimes, you know, like he, I mean, was he part of Wu-Tang?
How is there not a, how could they not have like figured out like a visit where they just get him on? He's just like,
they might be a prison phone call verse.
So this is,
they just fill up his commissary. Done.
This is this is for the heads. This is for the heads. There's a rapper. Oh, yeah. There's a rapper called X-Rated with a D, and he was out of Sacramento, and he was in prison doing like a life sentence for murder, and he released like 6 albums while in prison, and they would he would record himself like on the phone, and he had a producer who would put it all together, and he released a few bangers, man. Like y'all know that Sacramento rap scene is something. Like
is that Lompoc? Is that what's in Sacramento?
Brother Lynch Hung or whatever. Brother Lynch. Remember that dude?
They do love rapping about their A's in Sacramento. I will give them that.
They do.
So look him up. There's a couple bangers from X-Rated where he's literally rapping from prison. It's wild. Wild. That it?
Yeah, I mean, the draft, Blazers didn't have any draft picks. I didn't know 95% of the people drafted. So,
oh my God, the draft is wild for me, because y'all know.
Was the draft like a month ago?
It's like 2 weeks ago.
It was like last week, right?
Last week, it was 2 weeks.
I'm so swept up in the beautiful game. I didn't.
The gentleman's game.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, y'all know I'm not a fucking college basketball follower at all.
Yeah. So King and I are aware. Very aware.
But you guys, so that's my question, is like, you guys are, so did you know any of the guys picked?
A few of them, but yes. Okay. I don't. The thing about the NBA draft is they'll draft, like in the NFL, even if you don't like get a pick that's, you know, first round.
Yeah.
You're like, we don't really get it. But then you see the measurables and you're like, okay, I guess I get it. But then like in the NBA, when they're like, we're going to take a Demara, you know, and as a lottery pick. And you're like,
what?
But he was like the 7th best player on Michigan.
Yeah, that's.
And like he wasn't good at UCLA, but okay. Like the NBA draft, like the NFL draft, you could, once you get past the first round, miss me. I don't watch any of the second round, third round, fourth, whatever. But the first round, you can really make a argument that every pick in the first round is important, compelling.
Yes.
Everyone is good. Everyone has a chance to be a contributor, unless you're reaching on a quarterback like Anthony Richardson. You're like, he's not. Or like he's never gonna be.
Like the Rams did, picking what's his face from Alabama. Like
I Simpson.
Simpson, yeah, totally. No, you're right. You're right. Like there, you can look at every NFL first round pick and be like, that guy has the capability of being a star in the league. Every single one, like one to the end of the draft or the end of the first round. Basketball, I'm with you, man. It's like I don't see it. Like beyond the first few guys, like
beyond like the first six picks, you're just like, eh.
I'm looking at the first round right now.
What do basketball scouts see that the rest of the world doesn't see?
Name some names.
Brock, I'm going to give you the top 10 draft picks.
No. Say names in the top 10 and then also throw in some like random ones and ask me if they're actual NBA draft picks.
Oh, make up some names.
Yes, please. All right. Yep.
All right. How about Keaton Wagler?
Keaton Wagler.
Keaton Wagler.
That's fake. There's nobody named Wagler. That's fake.
Keaton Wagler, the 5th overall pick to the Clippers, played in the Big Ten at Illinois.
No way. Yeah. That's not true.
You're lying.
King and I went to many a Duck game. We might have even went and saw Illinois
you
this year. I don't remember
guy
that guy.
In person.
I don't remember this guy.
I remember Illinois' guy from last year, Kasparaitis or something.
Kasparaitis. All right, here's another name for you.
Okay, this is great, by the way, because King and I can both play this game.
Great. King's not going to know these guys, too. Even if Kingston Flemings. Kingston Flemings.
I think that's real just because of how quick you came up with it. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a fake name.
He is real.
Yeah.
And he was on Houston.
What? He's what?
He's real.
Israel?
He's real.
He's the Republic?
Israel Gutierrez.
Is he from the Republic of Japan?
Tel Aviv? What are we doing? What's going on?
Topical.
All right, I'll give a couple more here. How about some of these names
White
seem
Kevin
like
Durant.
I couldn't even.
From the chat for Keaton Wagler. All right.
Your word for it. We're drafting Keaton's top 5 or 6 now. Keaton's was that sitcom name back in the 80s, like the Alex P. Keaton or something.
Yep.
Family Ties.
Yes.
Is he a white dude?
He has to be white. He has to be white. I don't think I'm going out of line here. Yeah.
Very light skin, possibly. I mean, the hair might be light skinned.
I am not commenting.
I think he's just a white person.
I'm walking away.
Could just be a white
one.
Person, though.
Yep.
Keaton Wagler.
No, then there was like a Yaxel Lendenborg.
Well, I know who he is. He was Michigan's third best player, I think.
Third best player.
Okay. He's like 24 or 25.
Come on, keep playing. Give us some more names.
All right. Well, you're trying to make me have to make up names.
Yeah. Come on,
all right,
man.
I'm just going to combine names potentially, too. About Ibuka Stiritz?
That's fake, because I just pressured you into saying a fake name.
You did, right. But it's both real name. Okay. Bennett
Wagler,
Stiritz.
Not just a straight white.
Okay.
Nah, I told you I didn't think it was.
All right. That picture you showed was deceptive.
So chat's racist. Cool, right on. Good to know.
What other good names
we
got?
Who's the non-white of his parents, his mom or his dad?
Ooh, I don't think we touched that.
I was about to answer. Thank you, Ski. His uncle.
All right.
His Uncle Tom?
Koa Pete, Braga. Is that a real person?
I'm sorry, what?
Koa Pete.
Yes, that is a real person.
He went to Arizona.
Yeah, see?
He cannot shoot.
He was the last pick in the first round.
Did he go to the? Is he on the Suns now?
He's on the Suns via like Fort from Oklahoma City via the Wizards, Sixers, and Knicks.
I believe the draft grade I saw was, look at the Suns picking another undersized forward who cannot shoot.
Yeah,
that's another thing with the NBA draft too. Is like the insane amount of trades. And the fact that they know the trade has happened and they still announce the guy going to the original team for the trade. Like the trade can't actually happen until the draft pick is done. The guy goes out, talks, like shakes the hand of Silver and puts the fucking hat of the wrong team on, and then the trade can happen. That shit's dumb. That shit is dumb. Like if the whole world knows the trade has happened, like do it like the NFL. Like, give him the right hat. What are you doing,
man? What's one of those famous Remember Kobe
got drafted by like the Hornets or whatever.
Yeah, and, yeah. Or like the Weber and Anthony Hardaway trade where Weber had to wear the Magic and Hardaway had to wear the Warriors, and everyone knew, yeah, it's a trade because the Magic already have Shaq. They're not.
And it's been reported.
Drafting Weber.
Like they told you that the trade is happening.
They're telling you as you're watching it. He will not be on the Magic.
Sorry.
Go back in the 90s.
With the league office.
Go back in the 90s and see how many players are holding up the jersey of the team they never played for.
Yeah, exactly. Kawhi to the Pacers, too. Yeah. LaMarcus is a Bull. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Last draft question here. How many white people were drafted in the first round of the NBA this year?
Ooh.
Too many.
I love that you've been counting them. Like
I just counted
them
up.
And I love that you're assuming that they're white, which we have proven already that you're not a good judge of that, Ski.
I was the only one saying that guy was mixed and not 100% white.
The picture you showed us was not, I think, the picture. It didn't look the same. Hmm. Through the computers it did on you. He was white as fuck.
He's extremely light-skinned.
But he's light-skinned. The picture you showed us, he was white.
Yeah, he's
King. Ski got called a cracker tracker in the chat.
Well, again, take a guess. How many, and this is all whites, not just, I don't even think there were that many Euros.
I'm going to say 9. No, I'm going to up it. I'm going to say 13.
13. Do you know what year we're playing the NBA in?
So you said
probably, you gotta guess.
I'll say like 8.
I mean, come on, guys.
Okay, well, the way you asked it made it sound like there was more than normal. Normally, I would say.
I mean, 5 is a lot.
Okay, normally, I would say 3.
Yeah.
I'd say 5
is a lot.
Euros and a scrappy.
Yeah,
3.
That's year. What you expect is the Euros. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say like 6 or 7 of those 8
maybe
Euros.
How about Hannes Steinbach? Maybe the whitest person ever.
Terry Steinbach? Any relation? That's what I don't know.
Possibly. Went to UW. He was a 14th overall pick.
He was.
Great pick by the Bucks. Just what you need to, you know, you're rebuilding your team. You pick the white guy from UW.
It is very funny how UW has like a dozen NBA players and they've never... Like,
they're bad.
When's the last time you made the tournament? Like, not that long ago, they had Isaiah Stewart and Jaden McDaniels on the same team.
I don't think they made the tournament then.
I don't think they made the NIT.
No.
Well,
you had to go, like Roy or Nate Robinson time? Is like that
the
last time they would have made it? Maybe?
Yeah.
If Washington.
I'm sure they made it like once randomly after that. But.
If they're one thing, they are large white farmers. Like they farm large whites and they always go to the NBA because they're large and white. And that's like a thing that just happens in the NBA.
Spencer Hawes action.
They'll throw exactly. NBA teams will throw flyers on fucking large whites. Like under
that is,
all circumstances.
That is funny. Like someone literally sat in a draft room and was like, Spencer Hawes guy. I think there's something there. And it's like, no, he's just tall.
No, he's bad at basketball.
Do you remember Femmerling and McCullough?
Oh, yeah. Patrick Femmerling.
Patrick Femmerling.
Todd McCullough.
Todd
McCullough. Pinball wizard.
Oh, yeah.
Pro pinball champion.
White Maxi. Yeah, Gonzaga, too. Yeah. Large white farming. The state of Washington. Like, they farm large whites there. It's their number one export.
I mean, Spokane is close enough to Idaho that one makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So this is some
Seattle's
bullshit.
Close enough to Canada that maybe that makes sense too.
So this is AI's response. So take that with a grain of salt here on their if it's actually truthful or not. Last time they made the tournament, 2019. Time before that, 20. Then they had 2009, 10, and 11.
Oh.
And then 2004, 2005, 2006. So they had 2 3-year runs. And then the random 2019.
Was that like early 2000s? Was that like the Applebee years?
No, that would have been before that.
Or
even
was he 90s?
Applebee, no, Applebee was Aaron Brooks.
Aaron Brooks, yeah.
2007 type.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right. So that was... So after. I think that was...
Famously, after. Aaron Brooks, like, punched yeah. him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it stepped on his face, like...
Yeah, they made...
Yeah, it was great.
They've made three Sweet 16s in the last 20, 30 years, give or take.
But...
What was, so. What was the movie with the Wayans brothers?
Sixth Man.
Sixth Man. Man.
I believe there's only one Wayans.
Is there only one? But, I figure I just was assuming like Marlon, or not like Damon would Marlon. Just have like a cameo, just being like message.
Yeah.
Every time the ghost is sitting on the rim, they pan to him in the stands. Just goes, that's deep. No, not really.
Hey,
it's a ghost.
Hey, viewer and listener, if you would like to hear our
Kadeem Hardison.
Yeah, Kadeem Hardison was his like dead brother or whatever, right?
Yeah,
like,
we should watch Sixth Man.
If you would like to know our thoughts on Sixth Man, you may look through the archives of our movie podcast because we did watch it. And
did we watch Sixth Man?
We sure
did.
We sure did. UW nice. Basketball movie? Yes, we did. with a ghost? Yeah. Yeah, we did. Yeah. So, best way to do that is to Google it, and you'll be able to find it. But be really specific, because we're like, for what our podcast, like, it's not that big, and so it you
you're
really
trying to say
have
we don't got a lot of reach.
You really have to be specific on Google when you're trying to search for something with that is ours. So, you know, more specific the better. Yeah, it was Booble's suggestion. Apparently, he remembers. So good stuff. I love Swoosh mentioning a rollerblading movie based in Cincinnati. I like, how did this get made? They just released they've been releasing older ones while they take a break or whatever. And they just released the Airborne one. And I literally listened to that podcast yesterday of them talking about Airborne from like 2017 or whatever. We also watched Airborne and talked about it too. They had very similar takes to us. About that, which is great. Like, pretty universal.
It's a fucking classic.
Universal, that movie. Yeah, and it's bad, but like,
it's so good.
Oh, I don't know. Pouring water on toilet paper in the stalls. What a classic bully move.
Oh,
that's a thing they talked about, is the fact that a high school kid is taking a shit
in his
school. He's taking a shit at school at all. And he showers
different times, man.
He showers at school. Like, no, under no circumstances am I shitting or showering in a high school. And no,
I don't think kids care anymore. Actually, I think kids are back to just proudly shitting,
just taking a shit. Good for them.
Yeah, I think we were the generation of closeted
shitters.
Because I'm with you. I still don't shit in public. Like, I'll leave a duck game if I have to go to the bathroom.
It really has to be an emergency.
I do a colon cleanse on like Thursdays before Saturdays in the fall, just so I never get stuck.
I've been getting that colon broom in my algo on IG. So I think the sense I get is if you want to lose weight, you take this colon broom and you just shit a whole bunch and you lose weight. And
take that cutting mix in a yellow can and colon broom, and you will be ready for a bikini in 6 days. I've seen those too.
I love being skinny and I love shitting. So I gotta say, guys, it sounds pretty great.
Just bust out a cup of whole milk, get the job done as well.
Well, that's a rough ride.
I wish lactose hit me like you guys. I want to experience it where I'm like,
the diarrhea.
I'm feeling a little gross, a little bloated. Let me just drink some whole milk and then just know it's all going to go away. Let me eat some cookies and cream ice cream. Like, and just let me shit out a pound and a half of whatever. It sounds amazing.
I eat cheese and I just can't wait.
It's bullshit. I eat a thing of mozz. I eat a thing of string cheese, and my face grows like I got stung by 10,000 bees. It's fucking garbage.
Sorry, man.
I wish I was.
Sorry,
I know,
man.
It's terrible.
Sorry, man. Yeah.
Every night I go to bed saying, "Please give me the affliction, please." Everyone else has it. And it's so cool.
Oh, breaking news in the chat. Do you see that, Ski?
Well, if it's true.
Do we want to talk about it? We got like, we're about to head into our last little segments. Do we want to talk about it or do we want to save it till next week?
No, you do it now if you're going to do it. We're not going to talk about it next week.
If what AK-47 is saying is true, Mitch McConnell just died. Thoughts?
I mean, by you mean he just died? He died like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, that's the sound effect that King played, is the wasted sound effect from GTA. Yeah. So do I want to share...
I'm not addressing any of that rumor stuff, okay?
We want to share our actual thoughts about Mitch McConnell dying on wax? Do we want to actually do that?
Well, actually, I thought he was a good legislator. He was fair. He was just a little misunderstood.
Reach across the board, you know? And, yep.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything on here. This is...
Turtle.
Typical
turtle.
Typical liberal fake fucking news coming out of AK-47.
Turtle. Okay, let's ski. We got 7 weeks or 8 weeks until the
eight
football?
Weeks.
8 weeks.
We are eight right. weeks.
So what's this called?
This is 8 weeks till Oregon football starts trivia, just random question game.
Okay. All right.
This one was tough. I don't know what I was doing going with this. I got it in my mind. I went with it. Have fun, you guys. You have no chance.
Hashtag TUFF. Right. Let's go.
Over the last 50 years of Oregon football, they have only played the eighth ranked team 5 times. Name those 5 games, and Ducks are only 1-4 in those games. Name the one win. You're not going to do it. But
against the number 8 team?
Against the number 8 ranked team. Apparently
just
didn't
give
play,
us the decade. You got to give us the decade.
Well, when they won?
Yes.
They won in the 80s.
I'm going to say it's either BYU or UW. I'm going to say UW. I'm going to say BYU with Ty Detmer was ranked higher than number 8.
I was going to say Arizona, but then like the first time they beat Arizona was like the 90, that Rose Bowl season, right? That was like the big first time they actually beat Arizona. Trying to think of like a, yeah, I'll say Washington.
The answer is Kings Bruins.
Really?
In 1980, beat the eighth ranked UCLA Bruins.
They beat Terry Gannon in the UCLA Bruins.
Before I was born, that's why I was like, this is a tough one. But so the other one, there was one in the USC in 78, they lost. There was one in 86 losing to UW. There's two others, 2000, 2010, both losses.
2010.
Is that Arizona?
2000.
Okay.
Was it 2010 the year they went 12-0?
Well, yeah. So who did they play? So
okay, so who did
their
they
opponent?
Be?
Their opponents was ranked 8. If you guys missed that, not Oregon. Yeah, because they went. Yeah. Ducks were ranked 8th in the '80s. Yeah. So their opponent in 2010.
I'm trying to think of who was good. Wasn't OSU? I'll say Stanford. I'll say that was a Stanford.
That makes sense, actually. Yeah.
Early in the year.
So they were saying they lost this game.
They did.
Yes. So Stanford.
Nope. It was actually the 2010 Rose Bowl.
Cal. Was it Cal?
Ohio State was ranked 8.
Okay. All right.
That's a trick. That was the 2009 team. That was
2009 season.
That was a trick.
The last one, yeah, 2000.
Wisconsin.
Rog, you got a guess?
Stanford. It's always Stanford.
Oh, it's a 2000 Civil War. Fifth-ranked Oregon, eighth-ranked Oregon State
Man, Beavers. We don't know anything about Oregon football.
Yeah, I mean, this don't know this will say straight number eight.
I love that it's
a good thing to make us look dumb, but you
I
know.
Love that this is what you went with instead of, hey, every good Oregon quarterback ever has worn number eight. Let's do some number eight
we're not doing
quarterback
that. Nope. We're not doing that.
Including the best, Jeremiah Masoli.
By the way, on that note, did you guys see that Dante Moore came out with his top five list of Oregon quarterbacks of all time?
No. Please tell me what they are.
I will. And you want to know what? Because I read the Discord today, and I saw what Hucklebenny said. It's about the air horn. How do you spell Hucklebenny? H-U-C-A-L-E-B-E-N-N-Y. So, number five on Dante Moore's list. Dylan Gabriel.
Oof.
Number four, Bo Nix. Yeah. Number three, Justin Herbert. Boy, did he get dragged after the U.S. men's team on Monday. God, did he get memed to hell.
Uh-huh.
Woof! I mean, he's generationally rich. He does not care. Number two, Daniel Fouts.
Bullshit.
Number one,
that's a bullshit.
Marcus Mariota. Those are Dante Moore's top five Oregon quarterbacks of all time. And that one's for you, Hucklebenny. H-U-C-A-L-E-B-E-N-N-Y. To annoy you.
Again, Darren Thomas erasure. Just always Darren Thomas erasure when we come up with these lists. And I get it. There have been better quarterbacks since Darren Thomas. But fuck me, he was good when he was here. So...
The Fouts one is such a, like, oh, let me throw in some, like, legend one. He threw for 1,500 yards at Oregon. It's like,
he is a Hall of Famer.
Yes, but.
He probably just comes to the facility a lot because he lives in, like, Sisters.
Yeah.
So.
And good point. AK-47, another one of those. Norm Van Brocklin, too. Like, yeah. Oregon does have Hall of Fame.
They just,
you know. Didn't put up any stats at all while at Oregon or in the NFL, really. I guess Dan Fouts did, but, you know, kind of.
Went to look like more in the NFL than at Oregon.
Air Coryell,
like.
Right?
Oh, yeah, Air Coryell.
Yeah. So it was, yeah.
Yeah, no love for Brian Bennett. I was Team BB myself, but, you know, yeah, not Braxton Burmeister, Brian Bennett. That
or Ty Thompson.
Yeah. Okay, shall we do our list? Let's do
it. By the way,
one more thing.
This is like a 2 second thing.
Yeah.
So I saw, I believe it was DuckDuckChef posted in the Discord today, a little rest in peace to Bonnie Tyler, right? You guys familiar with Bonnie Tyler?
Yeah.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Yeah.
What is the more famous pop culture reference of that song? Is it that scene from Diary of a Wimpy Kid, which is
not that
huge,
but.
Huge. It is, or the Dan Band or whatever from. I don't
Wedding Crashers.
I would bet you more people have seen Diary of a Wimpy Kid than Wedding Crashers.
Yeah,
but I'm with you.
It's different, like different eras. But yeah,
different demos.
We would say Wedding Crashers.
Dan Band.
Yeah,
it's a wedding. Yeah, for sure. I agree. But
of course,
I think it's probably actually for her is Holding Out for a Hero in the Shrek movie.
The first,
I mean, that's probably
movie?
The most.
I'm trying to remember.
I think it was the first or the second one. I can't remember. It was one of the first two.
Have you guys been paying it? Have you been reading the trades? There's another Shrek movie coming out, you guys.
Yes, there is. I believe there's supposed to be a donkey spinoff movie as well. Eddie Murphy just needs to fucking just throw another couple hundred mil in his bank account.
They're saying it's Shrek 2 in our chat.
Shrek 2, yeah.
See, I don't think I've seen a Shrek movie since probably Shrek 2. I think maybe I've seen 3.
I don't think I saw 3. Yeah.
Maybe I saw 3. I don't know either.
1 and 2 were bangers. My kid was really excited because took a film class in middle school and they showed Shrek to everybody. He was like, oh, I've finally seen Shrek now. I was like, oh, what'd you think? Yeah, that's fine.
Shout out to Smash Mouth or whatever.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. Big.
I think the lead singer is dead, right?
Oakland A's fans. No, I think he's still gone. Smash Mouth.
Is he?
Yeah.
Who am I thinking of? I thought he died of like liver failure.
I don't think so. Steve? Yeah, apparently he's dead. Like a long time ago. All right. Okay. That's what Swoosh McDuck says.
Yeah, EU. Right. I was right. I'm the death merchant. Well, you're the wrong.
We also had someone say McConnell's dead, so.
So are the Oakland A's. So fuck. You know, all right, great.
When you hear Mitch, before we get to the list,
this is actually the last one. I am doing a bit. Yeah.
When you hear Mitch McConnell, when someone says Mitch McConnell, I 1,000% just hear Obama's voice saying like,
Mitch McConnell?
You don't want that. like health insurance, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, I don't want Dana Carvey. Yeah, it's just Dana Carvey.
That's all I hear.
I think Turtle. I think Dana Carvey. Yeah.
Well, you guys really like that movie, huh?
Turtle.
It's Master of Disguise.
You know, I've heard people on podcasts lately talk about loving that movie. And I don't fucking believe it.
It's such a bad movie.
It's insane.
Yeah, Dana Carvey had a real abrupt fall off the ledge, too.
Yeah.
Man.
He did.
It was just I am Garth. And then it was like, I'm going to collect checks for 2 movies.
He's done that twice now because he and Spade started their podcast and it was really big for like a year, maybe year and a half. And then
he just got grumpy and old.
Like it got really bad and they still do it, but they don't get guests
hearing
on it
rich
anymore,
white people like, with benign grievances.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's like, I've never really listened to it. I've never been a listener of it, but like the Tom Segura podcast, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
He's just a rich white person with benign grievances. Like Adam Carolla. Once you've hit a certain age, and he's more to the extreme Carolla, of course, but it's just.
I don't want to hear your thoughts.
Well, once your bank account hits a certain amount as well.
Yeah. You start complaining about first class. It's like, all right. This isn't the podcast for me. I think first class rocks, and I've been in it once. So that's probably why I think it rocks.
I think the smartless guys like do a pretty good job of like getting really close to that and at least making fun of themselves and like being self-aware enough to know that they're super duper rich and privileged and they live in a world that nobody else fucking lives in. But they get really close to obnoxious sometimes with that shit too, but they're still,
the point is, they're
entertaining still and they still are funny and they still do good interviews and talk to interesting people. Whereas I don't want to listen to Segura talk with his wife. I just don't.
They talk about their sex life too much. I don't enjoy those clips.
I just don't care.
It's just like my tits are saggy. I'm like, that's cool.
It's normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
All right.
You know. Yeah. Give us a shut up, silly woman. If it's convenient. Don't come.
Can't find it.
I bet.
Well, I can't find that one. But how is it so hard to find?
Where is it?
I don't know. Oh, there.
Shut up.
Okay, there we go.
Silly woman.
There we go. Thank you. All right. Let's do our list. It comes from DuckDuckChef, who you mentioned earlier. On the news that the Big 12 has a new official sponsor and name. Do you remember what it's actually called now? Because I don't remember the specific verbiage of it. It's like the Monster Energy Drink Big 12 Conference. Is that what it's actually called now? Because it's Monster. Monster's the sponsor of the Big 12 now. But
you have Monster in there. Couldn't you shorten it and make it like the monster Big 12 conference or the Big 12 monster conference.
Yeah,
like,
do we need to say energy drink? Everybody knows what that shit is.
Yeah, like, everyone knows what the fuck it is. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well, you don't need to do the full, you don't need to do the Christian name. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. This, like, yeah, no, it's
fucking government name ass motherfucking conference.
So our list from DuckDuckChef is top three Big 12 conference sponsors. So companies that are an ideal fit for the Big 12 football conference. Who wants to start?
I'll go. My number three, because mostly in Texas, but I would assume Oklahoma and around that area as well. They won't shut the fuck up about it, even though it's mid as shit, is Whataburger. Whataburger.
Whataburger. You actually ever had it?
Yeah, it's...
Is it okay? It's fine.
Yeah, I guess. I'd rather go. There's many other places I'd rather go. Yeah. King put it in our Discord. Culver's, much better.
Much better.
Culver's is elite.
Yeah.
Even though I don't like In-N-Out, In-N-Out's better.
Yeah, like they're fine. Like they do fine burgers. They're fine.
But God, they say it's like the greatest thing on fucking earth.
No, it's not. Yeah. All right, I'll do my number three, and it is Buc-ee's. Just get it out of the way. Like, it's a natural fit. Like, you kind of have to, right? Like, how is Buc-ee's not a sponsor of more things in that part of the country? It's kind of weird.
They don't need it. They don't need to sponsor anything. They got enough people making YouTube videos of going to Buc-ee's.
That's true.
To,
and if you're driving in the area, you're going to come across a Buc-ee's and you're going to go in there because that's it. Yeah. That's the option. So. A supermarket gas station. Fucking only in the South, baby. Only in Texas.
My number three was also Buc-ee's. Okay. Go get some brisket, take a dump, get some gas.
Take a shower, like everything. If I ain't taking a shower in a high school, I ain't taking a shower in a fucking gas station.
You might have some sex.
There might be some sex happening.
Look at that. Look at that ginger lizard lot.
I was gonna say there might be a hole in the one of those stalls for you.
A sushi glory hole. Yeah. Imagine that. Yeah.
It's a classy glory hole that Buc-ee's though.
Yeah. Let's see. Threes from the chat. Booble says the Pac-12.
No,
that'd be funny. Pac-12.
They got the fucking. They don't got the money to sponsor things. It's a problem.
They're already not doing a media day, guys. They don't have money. I bet the Pac-12 could pay for a jersey patch for Kansas. I bet they could afford that. So the Pac-12 sponsors one of the teams in the Big 12.
One of the teams.
And then that's a great way to lure a team to come to your conference, by the way.
Nobody wants to go there.
hey, Iowa State, how you doing? You, how about we throw you $1 million, put our logo on your jerseys, and then you, think about making a move?
Weren't people kind of shitting on this deal, saying it wasn't that much money?
The monster one?
For this, the monster sponsorship deal?
I don't know.
Well, it only boils down to $1.2 million a team. It's not
team.
Very much.
Yeah, it's not very much, yeah.
But still, it's better than nothing. If we're living in an NIL world and the Big 12 is, what, the fourth best conference? Like, they need help. However they can get it. So I'm all for it. Get each school getting an extra million that they can throw at an elite quarterback or something like that. Go do it, you know?
So clearly they didn't pay enough for there to be the monster logo on the unis, right? There's no way
on the unis and on the field.
I haven't seen it. Is the monster M, is it merged into the 12?
I haven't seen it either.
Love it. Give me all of it. The green fucking
the green lightning lines, thing or whatever. The green lines.
Yeah. I can't wait. Can't wait. Can you imagine Oregon having Monster as a sponsor? Like, in implementing that into the jerseys and shit. Like they would have like the neon green like logo on the shoes. Like,
no, I give them more ideas. Oh, they wear enough colors. Please stop.
Oh baby. All right. So more threes from the chat. Swoosh says Lone Star Beer. Nuttian says FanDuel. Totally.
Was FanDuel the company that had Bryce Harper send the quote?
Yes, it was FanDuel, yeah. Yeah. Hey, if you lose a couple of schmillion bucks, you get a fucking nice message from Bryce Harper.
You get a cameo.
Yeah. Hey, great to talk to you, Robert. Wow, yeah. I hear you're a real player on the app. Go Phils. Hey, listen, that guy did get tickets to two Super Bowls from FanDuel. So, you know, I mean, they did treat him well. He's a sucker and a mark.
Yeah.
But
that's definitely a mark.
Yeah.
You fucking mark.
That's FanDuel to that guy.
Yeah.
God, he's probably got an addiction, but he's losing his house. Yeah, but he's got the Mets in a doubleheader parlay.
You fucking mark!
It's 1,000% FanDuel doing the casino thing, where like they keep feeding you drinks. Hey, let me comp that room for you tonight. You know, like
hey, we'll fly you out here. Yeah, we'll put you up in a nice room.
Yeah,
some of the article I read, they were like, oh, and they sent him texts, and it was like, nice hit, Jeff. Yeah, that's not compelling me to do anything more.
That would not be helping.
Wow, like, sick parlay, Jeff!
Oof.
Who gave you my number?
Oof. Let's see. Three from WCP is Franklin Barbecue. BB. And AK's is Carhartt. Yes. Actually,
do you guys own a pair of Carhartts?
Ooh, imagine the Oregon jerseys if they had Carhartt. Like, oh, the fucking tan.
That would appeal. That would appeal to.
Nope.
I have never owned Carhartt. Never.
I got some Carhartt.
Nope.
Stuff.
Yeah, you like fish and stuff, and shit.
He's afraid of ticks and chiggers. It's what a pussy.
Yeah.
Do we even have chiggers out here?
I don't think so.
I think that's an East Coast thing.
Definitely ticks, though.
Yeah.
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 I fought off some ticks.
We do? Swoosh says we have chiggers out here. Like, do we?
Well, he lives in Sandy. I'm not sure they're saying what he thinks they're saying is the problem.
Well,
I don't see many of them in Eugene either, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Moving on, twos.
No, I didn't know what until I. The only reason I said chiggers is because like 2 days ago I found out like what like I knew what they were, but like they sound fucking terrible.
Yeah,
like
that ticks too. Like Lyme disease.
Oh, ticks. Lyme disease can kill you.
Yeah.
Lyme disease can turn you into that girl from the real world Seattle that gets slapped.
Yeah. Like, oh,
got slapped.
No one wanted
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what was her fucking name? I picture her.
But yeah, and then I fell into the rabbit hole. I've been bitten by 20 chiggers. It just sounds awful.
Yeah. Don't go outside.
Yeah. Don't touch grass.
Good rule of thumb. Don't touch grass. All right. Twos from you, Ski.
My number two, Marbreds, I think, fit well.
That's my number two. I said light.
Maybe.
I said Marb light.
Oh, white. No. Yeah. Anything, I was going to go maybe Marb, like unfiltered, but go Marbred.
Nah, because like if you're going to get a sponsor, like you're not going to go hardcore. Like you gotta do what appeals to the broader audience. And I feel like that's the lights. So we got to bring women in, man. You know, like.
I assume Marb King, you probably go Marb. Do they got a menthol?
Oh, Marb's
mental
Marb.
I gotta have a menthol.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's how you get people hooked. Give them some of those menthols.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a crispy little treat.
It's a crisp.
Crisp.
Oh.
All right. How about you, King?
My number two, Sonic.
Yeah.
I just picture a lot of people in the Midwest. Remember those Sonic commercials with two white guys?
Oh, yeah.
It just seems very Oklahoma to me.
Yep.
Seems very, you know, just.
It's a Midwest, like
Texas Panhandle. Like,
panhandle. You know, yep.
One of the guys is a little slow.
Yeah. I mean,
that's how commercials were, at least.
A little delayed, yeah. Maybe. Like, yeah.
I just thought he was deliberate in his speech pattern, but, you know, to each their own.
Yep. Two's from the chat. Nutian says SpaceX.
I love how he'd look at the guy and be like, oh, tater tots.
Tater tots.
I like tots.
Ooh, tots.
Cheese on those tots?
Yeah.
Totally. yeah, Nutian says SpaceX. WCP says HEB. What's HEB?
It's like spell a grocery it out. Down there.
Sound it out. What is HEB? I know what it is.
Okay. Do you ski?
I know what HEB is. I don't know what it stands for.
I don't know what it is, genuinely. I have no idea.
It's just there, Fred Meyer.
It's okay. A grocery chain.
It's
a
grocery
chain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's,
okay. Yeah. Is it their, is it, their Kroger?
Yeah, no, I think it's like on the expensive side, right? Kind of like is a Fred Meyer compared to like an Albertsons.
It's good
or a,
quality. Yeah. It's,
yeah. Yeah.
They're all expensive now. You know,
well, yes. But maybe even more so.
Yeah. Although, Trump did fix eggs. Eggs are 99 cents a grocery outlet, so we got that going for us, America.
Well, that kid also, that's just grocery outlet, it's a bargain market.
It is.
If I told you that the initials to HEB were for Howard E. Butt, would you believe me? A businessman from San Antonio, would you believe me?
No. I wouldn't call you a liar.
No, I would not believe you.
Well,
I think
that's
true. I think you're full of shit.
Howard E. Butt, founder of HEB.
You're lying, but that's okay. You're allowed to be a liar. Booble's number two.
Do you think people down there ever say they're going to Heeb?
I'm going to go to Heeb's. I'd say Heeb's.
I think if they say that word, they're not using it in that context.
I would say Heeb's.
So, yeah.
That's what you were getting at.
That's
okay.
What I was getting at. Yeah, it was bad. I had to force it.
Yeah, this guy just took a little bit on him.
So not anti-Semitic enough. What's going on? This guy wants Palestine to rot.
Okay.
I can already tell.
Yeah.
Like Jerry
you.
Seinfeld.
I'm like, spell it out. H-E-B. I just did spell it out. What do you mean?
I do feel like that slur, that anti-Semitic slur, I don't think people really use that anymore. I think that's a little dated. That's
now.
A little dated.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Shout out to our Jewish brothers and sisters, by the way.
Yeah. Shalom.
Shabbat.
Booble's number two is Dealey Plaza. I don't know what that is. Swoosh's number two is Raisin Cane's. Makes sense. We have one of those, or we're getting one of those. Springfield, right?
No, campus.
So
campus.
Campus. That's right. That's right. So again,
going to where 7-Eleven.
All the famous like chicken tenders places. We're getting them like in our area now. So if we're not going to be lacking for chicken strips anymore.
Well, could we get a Popeyes, please?
We have one.
Yeah, well, you got to go down to the Grove.
There's one part of a gas station up towards like it's the Aurora exit.
I don't count.
And it's fucking bad. It's bad. Popeye's chicken is bad.
Cottage Grove is right. No, Popeye's chicken's
it's
the
bad.
Superior of the fast food
it's
chickens.
Bad.
I know the location you're talking about is bad. I've been there multiple times. I've never thought it was good.
Okay. Okay.
I just want a side of, you know, red beans and rice.
Fair. Let's see. Two from AK is Busch Beer. Yeah. Again, I'd say Busch Light, but...
Oh,
it's a JFK reference. Dealey Plaza. Okay. All right.
Oh, is that...
All right. I like the memes. I like the memes that have been going around. That, like, talking shit to JFK, like... Can you believe JFK just laying down like that while his wife, like, flaunting that ass or whatever? Like, just because it's a picture of her reaching over him after he got shot in the head with her ass out. It's like, all right, I think
time equals comedy or whatever, I think we're there. That one got me.
Well, I mean,
yep.
Old Chuck Kirk, what that last like a month, not weeks before that.
Who are you talking about?
Ooh.
Days? Who? Days even?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I think we gave it about 48 hours.
All right.
I would say the footage was bad enough to where we gave it at least 36 hours. Not by me, I mean just the internet, not us.
Yeah.
We respect him and we carry the flame.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We honor his name. We are Charlie Kirk.
His name, capital H. Yeah.
Yes.
Ski, what's your number one?
My number one would be the Big 12 conference presented by ICE.
You're talking about storms in February, correct? That
of course.
They come down from Canada and there's really no mountains once they get past the Dakotas and it just
settles in right there and just
right down to the Gulf. The Gulf of
Americas? Whatever. Did it go back
anymore?
So I'm trying to figure out the best way to do this joke, and I might need help. So
can't
let's
be worse than my HEB one.
Let's workshop. Let's workshop this. I would like to make the sponsor Saudi Arabia, but I don't know the best way to do that, because you can't just say like, brought to you by Saudi Arabia, the Big 12. Like, it has to be like something related to Saudi Arabia. I just can't think of what that is.
Voter suppression?
What's that?
And I was gonna say voter suppression. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, is there a like a brand or like a
murder?
Like a
murder? Yeah. Murdering journalists?
Touching my bone journalists?
Like bone sauce?
Yeah, like I don't know. So
I mean, just
brought
oil,
to you by the guys that perpetrated 9/11. Welcome to the 12.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll go with that. We'll go with that. Okay. All right. What's your one, King?
My number one is Hobby Lobby, because if you've been to the Midwest, crafting is part of the culture.
Yep.
But also homophobia.
Hobby Lobby's a and great Jesus. Answer. Yep. All right. One's from the chat. WCP King Ranch, largest working ranch in the U.S.
That's the Yellowstone Ranch. Don't give me that.
Yeah, yeah. Come on,
buddy.
Dutton. That's Dutton Ranch. Everyone knows that.
Dutton Ranch.
Dutton Ranch.
Yeah.
Up in Montana.
Number one.
Kings of Waco coming in 2031. Yeah. The Taylor Sheridan Universe.
I've seen that show before. Yeah. The Holy Mosque Big 12 Championship game at AT&T Stadium from Nutton. Yeah, that's good. Nutton's number one is the Mormon Church. Google's number one, DJT. 45/47. Number one from AK.
45, 46, and 7, but yeah.
You know what? You want to know what's funny about that? Is I was going to hold on to this intrusive thought, but you brought it out. As Donnie is just, you know, a troll, you know, whatever.
Donald, yes.
Why does he wear the hat that goes 45-47? How does he not go 45 parentheses, like 46,
comma.
And then 47? Well, no,
it should be
comma.
Because 45 could just be an old hat. If he throws the 46 in parentheses, it gets people talking.
What it should be, because if he would, because when he did win and got the election stolen, he's still the 45th president, right? If you do a second term, it's you stay so, that. So, like so it should be 45 cubed.
Cubed.
45 yeah, okay. Cubed.
Yeah, I just feel like it's.
Let's print that hat right now, and we will like make a lot of money.
Before the midterms in November, that is going to be gear that comes out as some sort of.
Well, let's fucking get on it, and we be the producers.
The Islamic Republic of the Big 12, I guess, should have been the joke.
Yeah.
Okay. More ones. Let's see. AK said Zin. Zen's a good one. Swoosh says John.
I feel like there's probably still just straight Shaw.
Yeah.
There's a little more.
Big Chief, actually.
I guarantee you Big Chief is a regional long cut chewing tobacco brand from there.
Still,
Oklahoma, Big Chief is a
brand.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they could like say they're honoring the tribes in the area or something too, you know? Like,
I mean, there already is one called Red Man. I mean, it's still there.
Yeah.
The rapper?
Yeah, Red Man. He's famously from Newark, bud. Like, come on.
the basketball team.
They
smoke Buddha? Yeah.
Lou Carnesecca?
Chicken heads? That guy? The Superman lover? Red Man? These are all inside baseball Red Man references.
Still has that logo. I thought they might have actually gone away from that by now, but
they're just paying homage to the Red Man.
Oh, a little homage.
National brand, guys.
Red Man.
Okay. Anything else?
But at least when I dipped that shit, I was respectful of our rightful owners of this country, and I chewed Levi Garrett. Like a guilty
Levi Garrett. Maybe beechnut, maybe?
Beechnut, yep.
Yeah.
I didn't go for that jive Red Man stuff.
You chew that Red Man, then you spit all over their stolen land and massive fucking wads.
Yeah. You never know if it's going to be on an ancient graveyard. You're just not a risk I'm willing to take.
That's nice. Nope.
Not me, Cochise. Not me. Nope. Did you guys ever read about Cochise when you were in school?
I don't think so.
I remember in elementary school, there was like an illustrated book about Cochise, and it was like light and bubbly. And then you find out that this guy was like an absolute murder machine.
Just a menace out on the plains.
And murderer of everybody. It was different times, like for sure. But
should make a movie out of it.
So it was Erling Haaland, pretty much.
Yeah, I had two like distinct memories. It was the Cochise book and a book about washing your hands, where they made all the pink bubbles from the soap kill the germs. They were both equally cute. And then you read about this guy. He's like, he would rape women and scalp them during the sexual assault. Why the fuck was this an illustrated book for
this person?
I mean, try it first, I guess. I mean, might be the best thing ever. I don't know.
I'll be honest. I don't think I'm going to.
No.
No?
It's going to be a no for me personally.
Helping someone.
Ski.
It's not killing them. You're not. You're just taking
mess.
Off.
Think of the mess.
You need lubrication somehow.
What do you do after you scalp someone? Just be like, well, don't tell anyone.
Ski, I guess.
I think those people live too. I think you scalp them, then you just kill them. Like it was one of those.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess if you want to try out the raping and scalping thing, like go for it and let us know, I guess.
Hey, I'm just saying.
If that's your stance, like.
I'm just saying, I haven't done it. Can't shit on Cochise. He might've been onto something. I don't know.
If Ski gets arrested for scalping, we will have him on the pod in jail.
Yeah, and rapping.
If
a rap
he gets
album.
Arrested for scalping and raping,
oh.
We will just let him in the Discord.
Well,
we will not allow his voice on the pod, but he'll still be in the Discord.
All right, we do have some standards, guys.
Or no. Quarterly, we'll let him on the pod if his behavior.
He can join post game duck stuff.
I was gonna say post game duck stuff at least.
Yeah. At least
we will always have a link for your commissary, so don't worry, not go malnourished.
Okay, we need to end this fucking podcast. We have been doing this way too long. I blame you, both of you. Movie on Sunday is Ballerina. We talked for soccer. Way
that was our fault.
Ballerina on HBO. Watch that. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. Good. Bye.